You're listening to Mike Loughran on the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs.
Hi, my name is Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives podcast. In this show, we're going to be discussing how designing an integrated robotic environment can impact your operations and why this approach can be good for business, but not just for business, for your workers and ultimately for your company's bottom line. And today, I'm delighted to be joined by two guests. My first guest is Gaia Salvadori from Kamau and Nathan Turner from Rockwell Automation. Gaia, Nathan, would you like to introduce yourselves to the listeners?
Hi. Yeah, so hello, everyone. So I'm Gaia Salvadori. I'm responsible for the strategic marketing and solution management in robotics in Kamau. So basically, my main role is to set up the strategy for everything that concerns robotics by advising on which new development the company should invest on and create the portfolio roadmap. So also setting up the new, direction in terms of product and being able to predict the new trend and new customer needs.
Brilliant. Thanks. And Nathan?
Hello, my name is Nathan Turner. I'm the Global Director for Business Development, part of the Motion Control Group. And I'm also, as part of that group, I'm part of the leadership working on our unified robotic strategy and looking at how Rockwell can better enhance our integration of robotics into the overall architecture of Rockwell as an organization. So we're looking at partnerships in robotics. We're looking at how to better link our motion control group to robotics and how we can better influence the market and provide more insight in robotics and robotic control, leveraging Rockwell's history and automation in the marketplace.
Brilliant. Thank you both. So to set the scene, in the past, I think listeners would probably associate robots with the automotive industry and line assembly. However, you know, new companies across many different industries and sectors have started to embrace robots in their day-to-day machine build and operational processes. So the adoption and implementation of these technologies is growing in parallel with the investing capabilities that robots have. Now, where once these robots could only perform very simple and repetitive tasks, same thing time and time again. Now manufacturers are really looking at how they can completely recalibrate their business and their model using robots, which are fully integrated into lines, and actually connect their value chain from end to end and are agile and efficient as they change their process. So Nathan, I'd like to start with you, if we may. Could you explain a little bit more around what an integrated robotic environment is?
I think you hit on some of the key elements as you were walking through the question. Automotive was one of the largest and probably one of the first big areas that was able to adapt robotic technology. And it had a great boom, and the market has seen a swing in robotics, and we had a slight decline. And now we're seeing an increase in it because robotics is expanding beyond those marketplaces of automotive. So we're going into new areas like automated material handling is a big area today for robotics. We've seen expansion in food and beverage and packaging and palletizing. So I think the market is expanding in terms of where we can use robotics, but partly because we're able to do a better job of integrating robotics. If you think of robotics early on, they were always cells, independent cells of robots, right? You could even envision on a plant floor seeing it caged in a fence, you know, a robot in an area. That's changing. We've got collaborative robots now that can work side by side with people. We don't necessarily have to have these islands of automation in a facility. We can connect them together because we've got control systems that will allow us to operate the robotics as well as operate other plant-wide functions. So we're able to integrate all of those capabilities into a single control system, which is provides simpler operation for our customers and users that want to use robotics, because now you're not programming just your robot cell, programming your plant controller, programming all these devices, they're all integrated, which simplifies that overall process.
So that could sound quite complex to our listeners. Gaia, how should companies look to start designing this integrated robotic system into their lines, their machines, their process?
Yeah, so I mean, to make it simple, the way that I see is that the integrated robotics at the end has as the final aim to help and provide a service for the final worker. So it has everything has to start with the design stage. So it's really important that whenever you implement in your integrated environment is going to be effective straight away. So for example, using tool like a 3D modeling or offline programming can really help what you're planning to design. And this is also something that can be done in communication with your existing system, like small upgrades to system can enable the all communicate with the new without the trading of performance or security. And for sure, I agree with Nathan and with you that the very first market where robotics had this explosion was the automotive market, but now we are seeing so many different ways and so many different industries where our, let's say, robot can be applied.
So, you know, based on that, where we've come from that cell, automotive-based, repetitive, into the integrated landscape that we're seeing in machinery, in the different industrial groups, food and beverage packaging, etc. You know, this integrated environment, where does the human worker fit into this new space?
So this is a question that we always got asked as robot makers. And what we love to say, and this is also our vision, like we really like to use the term humanufacturing. This means that the human is really at the center of the factory. So basically everything that we provide, every services, every tool, and also in this case, the integrated robotics environment is really in order to help and improve the job quality of the operator. So it's really important that companies are transparent about the about the upcoming changes. So they need to ensure that their employees understand what an integrated environment is provided as a benefit for their process.
Another thing is that technology, you know, we look at the fourth industrial revolution has given us a lot of capabilities, right? We've been able to, microprocessors are smaller, so we've got more compute power and smaller packages for lower costs, right? And so as we talk about, you know, robotics working hand in hand with people, what facilitates that is the capability that robotics now are much higher safety, right? We've got sensors that we can apply. We've got better vision systems. All of these things have helped so that now you can have a collaborative robot or even a vertically articulated robot, six axes, working much closer to a person or in a similar proximity, right? Because we have these safety systems. We've got safety controls. So now if I want to go work or do maintenance or do some change where a robot's right there, I can slow the robot down to a safe speed. Right, which allows an operator to go in and do whatever action they need to do at that time. So we've made it possible for humans and robots to work together much more safely than ever before. Technology is facilitating that. We're at a point where we can do this now, and there's not that fear that someone might get injured or something. So robots are, I believe, inherently more safe today than they were years ago, dramatically more.
Yeah, that, you know, I'd agree from my findings in working with industry, and the same as automation made manufacturing much safer. You know, as we've evolved, adding other things on just continue to make it a much nicer place to work, more innovative, safer for the people working there. I'm Mike Loughran, and you're listening to the Management Perspective podcast. Today, my guests are Guy Salvadori of Kamau and Nathan Turner from Rockwell Automation, and we're discussing how to best design an integrated robotic environment. Gaia, what have you found in your experience around that safety side of things and robots being integrated into the total system and integrated control systems as a whole?
Yeah. So I agree. I see that basically the integrated robotics is enabling the collaboration with human, but in a safe way. So safety comes whenever we talk about machine and human collaboration. So it's a requisite. It's something that is written, like in the let's say design phase, is one of the must have. And as Nathan was saying, now we have so many different way to ensure this part that goes from different sensor or vision system. And and what we are seeing, the trend that we are seeing, is that basically whenever we talk about collaborative robotics, we see this trend that is mostly overcoming the current industrial robots. So we see these two worlds that are now are getting united, and we can look at integrated robotics as one of enabler of these. So this is my opinion.
Yeah. So not only being safe to work with, but actually taking over tasks that might not have been as safe for a human to do.
Mm-mm, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And does safety just come down to physical safety? Is there anything else that people need to bear in mind?
Of course, the first concept that, well, like whenever we talk with safety, it comes with a physical safety. Usually, I mean, this concept was applied to robot manufacturing in terms of fences. So whenever we think of safety, we think, okay, we need a fences for a robot or something like that. Whenever we think about physical safety. Another way of seeing it is also to think about, let's say, a preventive safety. So in this sense, so maybe educating also the person to work with the machine is really important, the training part to achieve this point.
I'd like to add on to that. I think in addition to that, I think there's this opportunity that we have now that robotics and provide safety for humans in the sense that robotics can still do roles that are sometimes inherently not as safe, right? We still have applications that are in process space and chemical and mining and other areas that aren't as safe, right? Where a robot is better. You know, we saw it in the automotive where you got a spray booth and a robot is better. You don't want the fumes that could impact people. So I think there's that other element of safety that robotics brings, is that they can do tasks that inherently could potentially cause harm to humans. So there's that element as well when I think of safety. And I think that's only expanding. If I look at collaborative, where you've got people doing such repetitive tasks where they could impact harm, and now you can have a collaborative robot work there in that space. So I think there's that element as well.
I agree. Another definition of safety can be improving the ergonomics, so improving the job quality. So I totally agree on that.
So there's two points I want to pick up on. I think we'll do them separately to kind of break it down a little bit for the listeners. And the first is around the integrated robotic part and it being part of a control system, including the controller and network and a machine. In this days of Industry 4, of connectivity, of connected enterprise, do we have an inherent risk here around cybersecurity?
I think cybersecurity is a reality that we face in every avenue of our lives today, right? Whether it just be in our home life and just, you know, getting a stray email from a bad actor. I think by definition, the more we connect things and as we connect them to the cloud, it's absolutely a reality. We have to continue to protect ourselves and equipment and operations. And it's a critical part of a system is how do you secure your plant? How do you secure your machine from bad actors coming in to somehow convolute or take over your system? So yes, I would definitely say it's inherent now in the expansion of the industrial fourth industrial revolution or IIoT or Industry 4.0.
Yeah. The way that I see it is, it's basically a request that is coming also from our customers. So now, whenever they buy a system or whenever they buy a robot, they needed to have the whole system, like in order to meet the requirement of everything that concerns cybersecurity. So it's for sure something that is nowadays. a main request from our customer as well.
So it just becomes an inherent part of the overall system and the cybers approach that you take with the control system and any sort of connectivity. It's just, yeah. Again, it's integrated in there. No, fantastic. The yeah. second point I wanted to kind of pick up on around that was, and you mentioned about, you know, we started off with the repetitive robot from many people's imagination of automotive. But Gaia, you mentioned about the ability for a robot to alleviate physical repetitive strain injuries for employers. But, you know, how taking that a bit further, are robots still that inflexible, or can they be a lot more flexible in how you utilize them shift to shift, product change to product change? Or are they much more flexible than they were, or are they still quite repetitive?
No, they're so much more flexible, and I think a perfect example of this flexibility is what we're doing now with the integrated controller, like with integrated environment, where we are basically enable our robot to talk with a system that it was totally different from what we were used to it, like as the companies come out. So the more we are expanding, the more we are going through, the more you can see the robot as seriously not the robot itself, but the system as a flexible, like being able to embrace flexibility as it whole. And also, as you know, we are more going towards like this, the concept of having the robot integrated with artificial intelligence or a sensorized robot, as Nathan was saying before. And this will make even more the system, let's say, more flexible and more full of possibility to, like, whenever you set up the machine. But the perfect example is exactly what we are doing with Rockwell, which we are basically expanding and making our system more flexible with the integrated robotics.
Yeah, I would add, you know, there's an area, you know, another area that's been around a long time is CNC, right? And as an example of showing flexibility, that whole space has taken an evolution of automation. So now, where you traditionally might have a machining center, now you can pair that up with, let's say, a vertically articulated robot, a six-axis robot. And now you can add automation to that, and now you can change the tools on the robot. You can change the tools on the machining center. And you can literally go lights out and develop parts 24 hours a day with a system that automatically changes the tools on both parts, loads the raw material in, cuts the material, and then loads and pack it. That's flexibility. I can do all of that lights out, fully automated system, very flexible, only limited by the ability to program what you need or what the part requires. So I think that flexibility is going to just continue to expand. And a system like that can fully integrate into a full plant. So now you can make the parts needed to be used upstream in the plant automation process.
Wow. So again, it's that leaps and bounds about taking external factors, inputs, whether that be an order, a part, something from an AI, or just the environment, and changing to adapt to it kind of on the fly in an agile manner, which is really kind of in line with what we're seeing from customer desires, requirements, and supply chain. Now, that's really interesting. I'm Mike Loughran, and you're listening to the Management Perspectives Podcast. If you're enjoying the Management Perspectives Podcasts and want to learn more, join us on LinkedIn and take the next steps on your digital transformation journey. Kind of based on where we've been and where we've got to, you know, leaps and bounds, what does the future bring?
I think Gaia started talking about it. I think the future is, because everything is integrated, everything is connected, we've now expanded our ability to do more analytics, right? So we can take data from each of the components that we have, right? And we can bring them together and take the information, contextualize the information, leverage math capabilities that are out there, machine AI, and get insight from that and make decisions. So I can now predict potential failures or predict potential bottlenecks or predict challenges with meeting productivity. So all of that information is now available, and then we can leverage that information to make changes in our system and improve the overall process. And I think that to me is the next generation, is all of that information and data, leveraging it to make better decisions.
Yeah, I add up on that, like the way that I see it is that from the user perspective, I see the future becoming much more simpler. So I see that for sure, like the world of robotics and the integrated environment, I think from a user perspective in the next 10 years, we're going to have, you know, easy to use a platform, like the integration will be much more simpler and almost transparent. That is because, as Nathan was saying, there's going to be a lot of work in the terms of improving the flexibility part or improving and enhancing everything that concern the integrated robotics. But for sure, I see it from a user perspective, I see robotics becoming more accessible and a little bit more and simpler.
Yeah, that's the impression I've got. Yeah, from that integration point of view, the integration has made it easier for people to adopt and utilize robots. Nathan, you're going to say something?
Yeah, you guys made me think of something. You know, you talked about earlier by having this integrated a system where you've got more things unified together into one control system. You said, is that more complex? But I think technology has allowed it not to be as complex, right? We've got virtual reality that we can utilize as a tool to help in learning complex things. I think with technology in the future, it's also going to be easier to manage these unified or integrated systems. It won't be as complex as it may seem at first. I think about how many tasks today in life I have no idea how to do one day. But through various tools, whether it be online videos or in some cases virtual reality, I can now do things I didn't know how to do yesterday, but I can do them today, right? And I think that simplicity that we have in our just regular lives translates into automation and the plant in terms of things are easier than they are. They're not as complex. There's so many tools available to us now to simplify.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point, because, you know, I think people have always worried a little bit about robots, very specialist. You know, you said it, they were put in cells. The word cell kind of tells you everything, right? So, you know, I think people are really interested to understand how easy it is for them to kind of adopt and integrate and use, you know, because as you said, that they've got so many great uses and add so much more to kind of our workforce as well. So I think anything we can kind of talk around that helps people out with that is a great thing. So kind of come at the end of this, I'd like to ask you both, you know, are there any final key takeaways you would like to leave the listeners of the podcast with? Any kind of thoughts, words of wisdom, where to start?
Yeah, for sure, like to try it out. So to try out and to use it. So, I mean, at least it's something that, of course, you need to build it up. On app, so you will start with a proof of concept and then implement it and then see the different phases of integration. But I think the best way will be to actually try it out, and also thinking about whenever you arrive at the decision making of using it or not, like thinking in a holistic lens, so not just like the company need to think that it's not just about improving the operational side of it, but is gaining the efficiency across the entire breadth of your organization. So this is really important from my side.
I think you hit it pretty well. I think I would just go back to one thing you said at the very beginning, because there's so many wonderful tools. Right now, like emulation and simulation, I think to your point, try it. And try it. You can still try it in a virtual world. I don't have to actually buy any equipment. I don't have to actually set up plant floor, set aside plant floor space. I literally can look at creating a emulated environment where I look at how this would fit into my operation. And I think that's the opportunity. Take the time to give that a shot and investigate what are the actual productivity gains that are possible, because that capability is there and that's not a huge learning curve, because the marketplace has created so many models, right? So there's a model for Kamau Robot. There's a model for Rockwell Controller. And in a virtual space, I can literally create a system as a customer to emulate what we're doing in a what there's doing in a factory, and then say, hey, will this bring advantages to me? Are there opportunities? I think the only ask or thing I would say is, to his point, let's try it. Let's sit down and create that visual, that virtual world, and say, will this be productive? Can this add value to me? That's the ask. That's the give it a shot. As you say, give it a try.
So you don't need a robot to start off with. You can prove the value, and then you can scale to a physical robot.
Exactly.
Wow. Cool. Hey, we've covered some points. That's brilliant. Guy and Nathan, thank you very much for your time. It's been very, very interesting, and thank you very much to the listeners for your attention.
You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.